Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the news wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, shares the latest news about IVF as well as the status of gambling legislation. He joins us from the State House. And today's wild card really hams it up. Todd, thanks for joining us today by Skype for the news wrap.
It's good to be here.
Well, last night, Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response to the State of the Union address.
It's a huge honor, but also just really puts her on the national stage. She's only been in Congress in the Senate for a little over a year, and already it's clear that she's making a big impact on the Republican Party, and they see her as the future. And it's a great contrast to the president, who, you know, Republicans argue is too old. And so to have a young mother of school-aged children to sort of contrast that, I think they're taking advantage of it.
So what's been happening in the legislature this week?
It's been an interesting week in the legislature, a consequential week. We'll start with IVF, the bill to protect in vitro fertilization clinics and patients from lawsuits after that Supreme Court ruling about frozen embryos. That passed the legislature really quickly and was signed into law late at night, actually, just to go ahead and make sure that those clinics could get operational again. And that was a priority, and it got done really quickly. Also, school choice, the CHOOSE Act. This is a voucher-like program, not as expansive as other states, a more measured approach to school choice, also passed and was signed into law. We're at the halfway point of the legislative session, so they're really getting these priority bills through the legislature, and I expect you'll see more after the spring break.
Todd, earlier this week, we had that primary election, and there were some interesting results in there.
Some interesting results. I mean, we knew that the second district, this new second district, would go to runoffs because they had so many candidates. On the Republican side, you have Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson are going to face off in a runoff. On the Democratic side, you've got Anthony Daniels and Shamari Figures who are going to face off. So those are 4 weeks away, really like 3 weeks now. It's kind of a playoff, right? Going to see who gets to go to the general election. And in the first district, you had incumbent on incumbent, right? Two sitting congressmen running against each other. And Jerry Carl was edged out by Barry Moore. So Barry Moore will be the new congressman from Alabama's first district. So that was a bit of a surprise to a lot of observers, but he got his vote out.
Well, let's have some fun with a wild card. What do you have?
Well, I was tickled by this story about Kevin Bacon the pig, which is a great name for a pig. It's a big 450-pound pig. Wandered out of his pen and was spotted on his neighbor's security cam. And they went outside and played with the pig, and the kids fell in love with it, and he was just hamming it up. There's a fun video of the kids playing with the pig, and I just thought that was great. But what a great name for a pig, Kevin Bacon. This was in Wisconsin. Kevin Bacon, hamming it up, just another degree of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Todd, who's on Capital Journal tonight at 7:30 and Sunday at noon on APTV?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show tonight. I'm going to be talking with Greg Allbritton. He's the state senator that is sponsoring the gambling package in the Senate. There's been a lot of disagreement between the House and Senate on this gambling issue, so you'll appreciate our discussion on that. It's something to tune into tonight, 7:30 on APTV. I hope you'll join us.
Todd, thanks for joining us for the news wrap today by Skype.
Glad to be here.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, with the news wrap. You can stay up to date with Capital Journal on Friday nights at 7:30, Sundays at noon, and on YouTube. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.